This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJB program. Absent Jennifer, the J in DJB. Jennifer Horn out skied, but Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, always happy to have her charming personality and great voice. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, and that's more than a little bit of a feat for all kinds of reasons. All right, so Victoria, what's trending that's hot?
Ford Motor Company is trending. They say that they are planning big changes to their core business in the coming years, and they're dedicating $11 billion to meet their goals. They haven't given a lot of details other than the fact that they are going to stop production on sedans and focus just on SUVs and their, of course, best-selling pickup truck, the Ford F-150. I think they still make a 250.
They make a 150, 250, 350, 450, and 550.
Wow.
Like five different pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks are obviously, they're kind of, that's become their bread and butter, and no one wants sedans anymore. And that's not just a Ford thing. Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, GM, a lot of other car companies are finding people really just want an SUV or a pickup truck. And so Ford is now also developing self-driving cars. They want to be in on that. They say they're planning for a day when customers are more likely to buy a ride than actually buy a car themselves. So now that means either an Uber or a Lyft or an automated car where it's basically a driverless car, like an Uber will come and pick you up and take you wherever you want to go. So rivals GM and Fiat Chrysler also reported a drop in second quarter earnings, just like Ford did. And so all three companies have said they had to reduce their earnings outlook for the rest of the year.
So let me tell you a story about Ford trucks. And I'm going to couple this with what you just said, Victoria, regarding ride sharing and where all this is going in the future, because it relates to pretty much everybody, especially if you're buying trucks. There aren't many trucks, although you once in a while see with Uber or Lyft somebody driving a six-passenger pickup truck as someone that's in the Lyft share business, but the ride share business. But if you're going to have that as a basis, then you're not going to be selling many trucks, because if you're not going to sell, you're going to be basically building up you're building up fleets that you're going to own yourself, or through leasing you're going to end up owning them. It's the world is going to change for these people, and it sounds like Ford, although not saying that the best-selling vehicle that they have at the moment is not going to be the best-selling vehicle as they move forward. That's what that story means to me. And then if I were to dig into it a little bit more deeply, I would tell you that I've had Ford trucks most of, the last 25, 30 years in the farm. I had a horrible experience with a General Motors product. There were several of them, and I stopped using General Motors products and went to Ford. But recent experiences with several, I have a 150, a 250, a 350, and a 550 on the farm. I drive a 350, or I have driven over the past 20 years, the same 350. I've loved it, but the engine blew last summer, and it's taken from August of last year until now for me to get the truck so that it would run right. We had the engine rebuilt. The engine's been out of the truck three times. The way the engine is designed, and anybody who has had a Ford truck, whether it be diesel or gas, knows exactly what I'm talking about. So they're great as long as they last through the first round. But if you got to replace an engine or have to do serious work to an engine on a Ford truck, you can't do it unless you take the engine all the way out. So a simple modification of an oil pan. And let me know if I'm too far into the weeds here, Victoria or Kara. But I'm relating to a lot of people who are frustrated because the car and the truck are so poorly engineered that you can't really work on them. So it's great for the dealers who can bulk up at $100 an hour charging you to fix them. But I think Ford has a crisis brewing here because the stuff that they have built, the engines and the way they've cradled them in the engine compartment, has been so difficult for mechanics to work on that people, when they experience, I would never buy another Ford, ever. I will never buy another Ford truck because it's cost me so much to fix this thing. You'd say, well, why didn't you just throw the truck away and get a new one? Because they don't want to. And they tell you that the engines easily last for 600,000. I got 300,000 out of mine, and it was gonzo. And it was things like rusty coolers and things that ought to have been better built, taken care of better, that were not, that were cheap. And so the engine is destroyed because of some cheap $89 part. That's what really got me. The engine, when people say, well, if you had checked it more often, this is the kind of a part that you shouldn't have to check. It shouldn't be that it has to be replaced. It should last with the engine. You build the engine, so the components that go with the engine are supposed to or ought to. And so anybody's got any common sense, if you have an engine that they say will last 600,000 miles, but then you put cheap components on it that will make the engine fail, is there any sense to that? Now you understand why people are angry or upset about it. I would be very surprised. I think maybe this is part of Ford recognizing that they're going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with the ownership, and so they got to change their focus. They're very badly designed, very, very badly designed. So I go back to General Motors. I'd love to have a Dodge, frankly, but the transmissions they put in Dodges are Mercedes transmissions that are built for cars, and they don't last on the truck. Engines are great. So the best combination for a popular priced pickup truck actually is a Chevrolet or the General Motors, the GMC, which is the same thing.
One of Lewis's friends just got one of the big Chevy trucks that has a back seat. I forget what it's called.
Silverado.
Yeah, maybe. He's a truck guy, and he switched from the Ford over to the Chevy, and he said he just is in love with the truck. He absolutely can't say enough good things about it.
I know a lot of people who have gone, a lot of farmer friends who have gone completely away from Ford, bought the Silverado or the GM, and they like it a lot. They had a lot of trouble with their diesel engines about the same time Ford did, and then they rebuilt it. And so what they have for an engine right now is very good, very reliable, very strong. My cattle dealer has two of these Chevy, the 550 model of that equivalent, and the Duramax diesel that's in it just is fabulous. And the truck is nicely outfitted, rides well, very comfortable. So I think that would be where I would go the next time around. No more Fords for me. All right, so to all of those of you in the local stations that had Ford as a sponsor, I apologize, but that's how I feel. And you're welcome to share. Always, whenever we say anything here that you would like to follow up or counter, we're on Twitter. Help yourself at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, at Doug Stephan, Stephan. In a moment, a follow-up on something that we talked about earlier in the week with regard to bottled water, courtesy of an important listener who had some input, and I'm going to pass that along right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's flash back just for a moment, Victoria, to a conversation we had earlier in the week about bottled water. We were talking about the impact. I think you had brought us the information about how the chemicals in the plastic bottle change if you leave it in the sunlight.
Yeah, so the heat. Yep.
Yeah, all right. So here's a listener that called in after that conversation. This guy's a truck driver, and his question was about people who deliver bottled water. They don't cool the trucks, and many of them are, if you ever see a Coke truck or any of these trucks that have that carry drinks to supermarkets or to convenience stores or even bring them to your home, you know, the big plastic bottles, those big, huge 5-gallon bottles.
Yeah.
Well, they don't cool it, and they're exposed to the sun. So if that, whether it's a flat of bottled water, like the regular stuff that we drink, or if it's something in a truck that's delivering these huge 5-gallon bottles, those are all plastic. So what's the sun doing to them? They're not cooled, so before you even get them, what has happened?
I don't know this man's name, but that's a very astute observation, sir, and you are 100% correct. And that's why in certain offices that I've worked in where they have the big, you know, the big 5-gallon drum, like a Poland Spring or whatever. It's all there.
Yeah,
it's not
cooler.
Just Poland Spring. All of them are, you know. And sometimes they taste different from bottle to bottle. And some people don't taste the difference in water. I'm, like, very sensitive with water, so I can tell what water tastes off, and our filtered water needs to be changed. I always tell Lewis, okay, it's time to change the filter. And I'm usually a few, like, meters off of where it gets measured. But I definitely notice the difference. And if you've ever tasted water that has sat in the sun in a plastic bottle, and then it cools down, and then you drink it tastes disgusting. That's all the chemicals that have been baked into your water. And so for that reason and for that observation, I don't buy any plastic water. I just don't buy anything in a plastic bottle.
Put it
and
in
a lot
thermos,
of people don't
thermos.
Either.
Yeah, it's the old return with us now to those thrilling days of thermoses. So thank you, Patrick Ryan. 21 after the hour on the TJV program.
G
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug and Victoria and Kara enjoying the music of Joan Jett, if you can do that. Some of the stuff that she's done been kind of clever. Crank this up for a second, will you, Kara? This lady has never acted her age. I think that's the best way of looking at her. She's 59. Listen to how she sounds. This is a song called Bad Reputation. There's a new biopic that is referenced, same name, Bad Reputation, which traces Joan Jett's historic journey from teenage dreamer to rock and roll rule breaker. The documentary follows her forming the Runaways in the 70s through her solo career and the 1980s run, all those hits with the Blackhearts, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Remember that? Did you both like... What did you think about as you were growing up, Victoria, Joan Jett?
This song is probably the first one that I ever heard from her.
Yeah.
And then I've heard other things going back further. I like her. I think she's, you know, she's a badass. And there are no other girls who did anything like that.
She's a badass.
So, and that's what I think is so cool about her and why so many guys now really respect her. Lewis loves Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Really?
So, yeah, and the Runaways and stuff like that. So she fought hard for the boys to pay attention to her, but they eventually did.
Was she a throwback to Janis Joplin? How does Pat Benatar fit into this story and some of the other women who kind of took off on their own? I think of Benatar more than anything else because she's from Boston. But how do they relate? Are they relatable, at least in the story?
I think on some level, but I think Pat Benatar had a much more feminine kind of energy to her, and I think she had an image that was on the sexier side, and Joan was just unapologetically just, you know, leather jacket, I'm a badass, and that's it.
Right. Rough. Yeah. Joan Marie Larkin is her real name. She said when she was 13, the guitar teacher told her, girls go play rock and roll. She said, ball! The trailer shows it wasn't easy breaking through all of the boys' rock club mentality. I remember when she first came. I didn't like it at all for that reason. I didn't know it, but now that I think back to it, I didn't like it because it didn't sound feminine enough. Yeah, I consciously didn't think that, but I'm used to, you know,
it went against the norm at the time.
Yeah, right. And we all know how tough that is.
Yeah.
The people who were interviewed in the documentary, Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong, Blondie's Chris Stein, her longtime manager Kenny Laguna, Iggy Pop, there's a character and a half, and Kathleen Hanna. The documentary Bad Reputation hits the theaters, iTunes, Amazon, and on demand on the 28th of September. Joan Jett and the Bad Reputation documentary. Speaking of bad reputations, nobody's got a worse reputation, and it may not all be deserved, than Bobby Brown, who is going to receive a proclamation to build a domestic violence shelter in Atlanta in honor of his late daughter, Bobby Christina. The city of South Fulton, through its mayor, Bill Edwards, other officials presenting Brown and his wife at the moment, a proclamation in acknowledgement of building the Bobby Christina Brown Serenity House there. Shelter will also offer 24-hour crisis intervention, emergency transitional shelter for people in trouble. This is just for women, or is it for men and women?
I don't know. I don't know. It might just be a shelter for women.
Remember,
I don't know if usually they have multi-sex. I don't know. I think usually it's single-sex.
I would have thought so, yeah. Bobby Christina found unresponsive in a bathtub a couple of years ago. Remember that? She was 22 and she died.
So sad.
Her mother was Whitney Houston. She died in 2012. And remember, her boyfriend was the one who was found responsible in the wrongful death lawsuit. So, good for Bobby Brown. Clean up his image. I'm not sure that he deserves all the bad press that he's gotten. 28 after the hour.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's MetaHemp Solutions.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California,
this fire is extremely dangerous and moving with no regard for what's in its path.
Fire Commander Brett Guffa giving an update on the car fire, which is raging near Redding. A bulldozer operator losing his life to the fire yesterday. And now, the chief has a warning to the people in Redding.
This fire is making a significant push into the northwestern portion of Redding. We ask everyone to heed evacuation orders.
In Southern California, the Cranston fire is forcing more evacuations east of L.A. President Trump's former personal lawyer reportedly believes then-candidate Donald Trump knew ahead of time that his son was going to be meeting with a Russian lawyer who was promising dirt on Hillary Clinton, something Trump and the administration have denied. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
At the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer absent without leave. We're gonna dock her pay for not being here. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, how do you do? Hopefully you do well. A couple of other items that are on my mind as far as people are concerned. And I thought it was interesting, this board in Pennsylvania found Bill Cosby actually to be a sexually violent predator. The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board. Who knew that there is one of those? Do you have one of those in New York where you live, Victoria, or Kara? Do you have one in Washington? Does anybody even know that there are, these things exist?
Huh? I'm assuming it exists everywhere. I don't know about it.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I guess that's probably a good thing. Anyway, yeah. The board.
I don't
has
have any
found...
friends on the list, if that's what you're asking.
No, nor do I. That I know of, anyway. So Bill Cosby is a sexually violent predator, according to them, and ought to be classified as such. This is a court filing from his sexual assault case. But the ultimate decision on his status is up to Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill. I think the hearing is coming up next week. That label means that Cosby is subject to a lifetime registration with the state police, lifetime sex offender counseling, and a requirement for community notification wherever he is.
So he has to register as a sex offender then.
Yeah. Right.
And he can't go anywhere. I think he can't be within 100 yards of a school, and there's a lot of other things about that. Yep. Yeah. But where is he going at this point? He's 81,
he's 81.
You said?
Yeah. What does he do? Does he go to prison? Is a judge going to say, okay, you'll go to prison? If that were the case and he got the max, he'd never get out of jail again. He'd be in and he'd probably, you know, the people when they go in at that age, they die fairly quickly. But he's not likely. I can't imagine he'd spend a lot of time in jail. Isn't there something, think about this as to what retribution is all about and how it works and whether it even does work. Sending him to jail would do what for him and his victims at this point?
It's closure. Well, has he paid, though? What's he done? He hasn't done, you know, he hasn't donated money to a victim's fund. He hasn't, what has he done? So I think if I were the woman who had accused him of this and won the case, I would want him to be punished. It's closure. It sets a legal precedent.
Her a check for $1 million? Does that satisfy?
I don't know that she asked for money.
I'm just saying in terms of putting people like this behind bars, is he still a danger? The reason people should be in jail is that they are a danger. Rapists, murderers, drug dealers, those people are a danger to others in society, so you put them in jail and you throw away the key. At this point in his life, is there a judgment? Is there somebody who can determine whether he is still a danger to society? If he's deemed a danger to society, he ought to be in jail.
If he was 41, I think we'd have a different conversation, right?
Mm-hmm,
we would say, no, he needs to be in jail. I think we're discounting the fact that he broke the law and sexually assaulted women, and we're sort of saying, well, he's 81, he's an old man now. But, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting point, and it is an interesting conversation to bring up, because when you look at, I don't know if you've followed this in the last couple of years, there are still Nazi guards who are being tried in European courts who are in their upper 80s and 90s. And there was a guy recently, I forget his name, this was about maybe 5 or 6
Cleveland,
months ago.
He lived in Cleveland, Ohio for most of his life. He was found. And he was, I think he was 91.
This is a different, okay, so that's even, I didn't know about that one. Yeah, so there's another one who was 94, and he was still living in Germany, and the family and the lawyer said the same thing. He's 94, you know, you can't send him to prison. And they said, too bad, so sad, you're off to jail.
To jail,
and so,
of course they're going to think that in Germany as well, they ought to. Now, there are a lot of these Germans, I'm surprised he stayed there, or was able to stay there, because most of them fled to,
They went to Argentina and Chile
and places like that, and they've been hunting them down. That group, what is it? There's a group of
they're actually Nazi hunters.
Yeah, but they're called this named after the guy who founded the group, and I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't.
I know what you mean, though. But
so they have gone around the world finding these guys, outing them, dragging them back to Germany, and having them face the music. Which is appropriate.
And but why isn't it appropriate then for Bill Cosby?
Well, I don't know that it isn't. I didn't give you a value judgment. I'm just saying, what do you think ought to happen? At 81, does he go to jail or not?
At 94, are we afraid of a 94-year-old man? Of course not. But the law's the law.
But is this charge against Bill Cosby as serious as being a Nazi murderer? Is there a relative degree? Asking the question, not giving you my answer. I'm just asking the question.
I don't think there's anything as horrific as being a Nazi, but if you're talking to a woman who was personally assaulted by him, she may have a different experience. Everyone's perspective is different.
Yep, I think you're right about that. So let's go one step further in this discussion as long as we're here. The situation with Larry Nassar. Remember him?
Ugh.
The first woman to publicly accuse him of sexual assault, the last person to face him in court. Her name is Rachel Denhollander, thanking a detective who fought for her by naming her fourth child after the detective. Ms. Denhollander is 33, gave tribute to Michigan State University Detective Andrea Renee Munford by naming her new daughter Eleanor Renee Joy. She tweeted this out, explaining the meaning of the name, stating, quote, Elora, not, I'm sorry, I said Eleanor, it's Elora, to God belong the victory. Renee means rebirth, redemption. And after Detective Lieutenant Andrea Renee Munford, who fought for us and made redeeming so much evil possible. So if you go back to 2000 when Denhollander was 15, molested by this bastard Nasser, at the time was the new director of sports medicine at Michigan State. Ms. Denhollander came forward about the event in 2016 and has since joined an army of 300 women. They were on the stage at the ESPYs, right? Wasn't that the...
A big chunk of them were, yeah.
Yeah, right. All these allegations of abuse. In February, Nasser was sentenced to 100 years in prison. Michigan State reached a settlement paying $500 million to these victims who issued lawsuits against the university. So is that enough? Is that enough?
I don't know.
Does it pay the bill?
When you're part of such, you know, when you're as a university, to cover up this kind of stuff, which the reason they had to pay all this money, it was found.
They covered it up, same as Penn State did.
You know, and Penn State, I feel like Penn State took a bigger hit than Michigan State has.
Mm. You know what I saw the other day? Kara, refresh my memory about the name of that kid that only got 6 months from the judge.
Brock Turner.
The lawyers have gone to court to change, to question or challenge the whole court proceeding and the fact that he got 6 months suspended sentence. They're challenging that.
Yeah, I think they're trying to, because he had to register as a sex offender, I'm pretty sure, even though he only got a few months in jail. And the last headline that I saw, I couldn't bear to read the story because it just makes me want to claw my eyeballs out.
Yeah.
But, I think his attorney was trying to go back and say, well, you know, he was accused of the wrong thing because his intention was only to have, like, I think they called it
out-of-body sex or something like that.
Outer-course instead of intercourse.
Yeah.
And then he only wanted to have over-the-clothes outer-course. And so he was, you know, accused of the wrong thing.
How did her clothes get off of her then?
I don't know.
She didn't take them off because she was dead drunk.
I'm so disgusted by the whole thing. And I understand, like, my brother-in-law's a lawyer. I understand the point of having lawyers in society, and they can do great things. But also, like, how can you be a person who can come up with these things and say that?
I know. How do you sleep at night?
Outer-course.
Oh,
I mean, I haven't even heard that term before.
I
think they made it up.
Yeah, and it's so disgusting to me. And the fact that I understand that, you know, okay, this guy's going to suffer because now he's on the sex offenders list. But this guy went to jail for 3 months for a horrible crime.
He is a sex offender.
I know. And I'm saying, like, for them,
right.
they got off pretty good. Like, just let it go. Everyone in this whole country hates him, and I hope he never gets a job.
I think that just shows the arrogance of, and if you know, when we heard from his father and his mother and saying, you know, 20 minutes, you know, the father, remember that phrase? He said 20 minutes of action.
Get lost. Yeah.
You know, come on. Oh.
All right. So this is a review of a couple of pleasant things. All right, sports in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Let's get to the sports desk here, Victoria. Another brain disorder linked to football and hockey. You want to explain?
Yes, athletes who play football, hockey, and other contact sports, that they actually may face an increased risk of a different brain disorder than the one that we typically talk about, which is CTE. This one is actually called the Lewy body disease, and it suggests they studied 694 brains. 269 brains were from former athletes, as this is part of the long-running CTE study, and of the athlete group, 81% were found to have CTE. The other 20% were diagnosed with Lewy body disease. And for years, researchers have tried to figure out what's behind the motor loss and functionality of people that occurs in a minority of CTE cases. And now they found out that if you don't have CTE, but you still have some of the symptoms, it's because you have Lewy body disease. And of course, this is related to tremors, impaired mm-hmm. movement, greater risk of developing
Parkinson's.
Dementia. And Parkinson's. Yep, yeah. It triggers Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, it's not. Listen, you got to know what you keep your kids away from it, and if somebody becomes a professional, they know when they sign on the dotted line that they're exposed to this sort of thing. But keep your kids out of football and hockey, that kind of stuff. Here's a sort of sad story about a guy who I actually crossed paths with once in my sordid career. Chuck Caton is his name. He's been the franchise voice, the play-by-play announcer for the Carolina Hurricanes since before they were the Carolina Hurricanes. I think they were, where'd they come from? Hartford. I think they were the Whalers.
They were the Whalers, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he had
Hartford failures.
Yeah, right. He'd been the voice of the team since 79. He's 66 years old. The people who run the team offered him an 80% pay cut. And he said, no, thank you very much. That's what's kind of crazy stuff going on radio, man. Chuck, you did the right thing. Tell him to stick it. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Three after the hour, we do not have the presence of Nick Miles, our auto expert, so instead of talking about cars, I'm going to do the favorites here. My favorite is to have, whenever there's a hole, Victoria laughs, I always like doing food news, because we all love to talk about what we eat, right? So we'll get to that in a couple of moments, brought to you by Life Change Tea. You can lose weight. Speaking of food, eating the right food is important so you have a healthy colon. But if you don't eat the right food, and I guess we all go down that path from time to time, but if you're really someone who's eating bad stuff, all the processed food that's around, the sugar, all of the things that are bad for you that you really like, you have an unhealthy colon, my friend. And in order to clean that up, because unhealthy colons lead to lots of sickness at all, most of the sickness in your body that you could ever experience in your entire life starts in the gut. Health starts in the gut. 90% of disease and discomfort starts in the gut. So clean it out. Get the cleanser that everybody is talking about. Victoria loves drinking her Life Change Tea, and I do as well. Have a cup of it with me through the whole program. This is a way to get rid of the things in your body that would be described by a doctor, a professional, as intruders. You can understand what happens when all these parasites get in there. And if you go to getthetea.com, part of what they do is present pictures of these villains that are in your body, and they're really gross. These little worms that crawl around, the parasites in your body, ugh, You want to get rid of them. Make no mistake, parasites are there, the most toxic agents in your body. So get rid of the underlying cause for disease and pain. Life Change Tea. Sip it, enjoy it. It's all natural, all organic. All the teas are grown here in the United States. This product is processed in the United States. It reduces constipation, maintains great digestion, cleanse out your colon. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free. Get ready for a better, healthier, stronger body, more energetic. Drink it every day, one cup. Can't get it in the stores. Go online to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Cleanse out your body. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. I think you'll be very happy with the results of this product. Getthetea.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
All right, one of the things that we talk about, Victoria, here with regularity are all of the problems with salmonella outbreaks and E. coli and listeria and the other things that are around. This week, those people in England who have been eating a lot of cucumbers have had a problem because of some packaging. See, they do the same thing. Europe does the same thing as we do here. Many of the other parts of the world, everybody goes to the market every day and gets fresh stuff. And that's been the tradition in England. But more, they've been getting, like we have, kind of lazy with their food or bringing food in from outside. So there's a real problem with salmonella and cucumbers this week in England. But it just goes to show you, we have the problems here, and they have them elsewhere as well. I thought that I came across this, and I started thinking about it because I remember talking about it a couple of years ago, how the USDA regulates certain things in the grocery store and the FDA does regulation on other things. So, for example, those of you who go down the aisle and you are looking at a can of beef broth that comes out of a plant, that's regulated by the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, has daily inspections. But if you buy a can of chicken broth, that's regulated by the FDA, and they only inspect one, and they go to the plants once in every 5 years. And if you go to the frozen food aisle, the cheese pizza regulated by the FDA, pepperoni pizza regulated by the USDA.
Oh, my
fish
God.
Regulated
really?
By the FDA. Yeah. Except
fresh
for catfish.
Fish or
fresh
frozen?
Fish is under the FDA. Catfish is under the USDA.
Oh,
the USDA
seal
on
no
a carton.
Sense.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. The government is, this is so
wow.
messed up. The USDA seal on a carton of eggs doesn't mean they're safe. It just means they were checked for the size and shape of them. Contaminated spinach from California, peanuts from Georgia, eggs from Iowa sickened lots of people in the last month because the agencies, there's no regulation on their regulators. This is a mess. So I thought you ought to know about it. I'm passing it along. 59.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.